And the group of seven world leaders is meeting in Italy at the moment. The big headline from their first day is a deal to use $50 billion in frozen Russian assets to deliver aid to Ukraine, a 10-year agreement. Suzanne Lynch, associate editor with Politico, can tell us more. First of all, this $50 billion in aid to Ukraine, Suzanne, how significant, how will it work?
Well, I think it is very significant because it's the culmination of months of division between the EU and the United States on this. The United States had wanted to move forward and use the Russian assets that have been frozen, mainly in Europe, to help pay for the reconstruction and help aid Ukraine. But Europe was opposed to this, particularly the ECB, believing it would set a precedent that it didn't want to. So this has been a bit of a compromise where the US has suggested issuing a loan to Ukraine. And then the interest that's generated by these assets that are being held mainly in Belgium, not the assets themselves, that they'll be used to repay the loans. So it was a big deal that they got this agreement, but there's still a lot of technical details to be worked out. Mm-hmm. And it's going to go back to EU officials over the next few weeks and months to really drill down on how it's going to work.
And with all that detail to be worked out, there's also a political question. A lot of the leaders who signed this 10-year security pact with Ukraine, they could well be out of office soon.
Yeah, it's one of the interesting features about this G7 summit. A lot of the leaders here are really, their minds are elsewhere. They're fighting election campaigns. Everyone from Joe Biden to Rishi Sunak to Emmanuel Macron in France. So there is that sense of political uncertainty hanging over the events here. It was significant yesterday evening. President Zelensky held a press conference with Joe Biden. And during that press conference, Zelensky was careful to say a number of times, oh, we thank America, we thank all Americans, and about how the American people, you know, support Ukraine. And he was asked if he was concerned about a possible change in administration. And he said he believed that that any politician, when they know what their population feels, that they'll continue supporting Ukraine. So you could see the worry there really is that
There was a bit of drop out there on the line, Suzanne. There's an interesting headline in The Guardian today. Meloni in the pink as she consoles procession of dead men walking. And your own Politico says Joe Biden has learned to love Giorgia Meloni. Is she a rising EU power broker and why?
Well, I think she is. It's something of a victory lap for her. She's hosting this summit. Italy has the presidency of the G7 at the moment. And she's one of the only leaders that has emerged strengthened. Something of a victory lap for Meloni here. She's hosting this G7 because Italy holds the presidency of the group this year. And she's one of the only European leaders that are represented here that did well in last weekend's European elections. Her party, the Brothers of Italy party, topped the poll, and they're going to have a large number of MEPs re-elected to the European Parliament. And she's also going to play quite a big role in terms of this divvying up of top jobs that's going to happen now in the coming weeks as a summit in Brussels on Monday. So very much she was a leader with a spring in her step here as she hosted all these leaders here. And one of the few, as I say, who's not facing an election campaign or a drubbing by voters. For example, the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, his coalition party in Germany did very badly in the elections last week. He's not facing an election, but it was a message to him about how unpopular he is as Chancellor and indeed his coalition government is at the moment.
All right, Suzanne, thank you very much indeed for that. That's Suzanne Lynch, associate editor with Politico.